Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Kuf Mem Ches, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis Amar Rav. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Matzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rafua Shalema for Rivka Bas Rachel and Le'ilui Nishmas Meir Mordechai Ben Yosef. So yesterday we began a new sugya Mishnah on daf Kuf Mem Vav Amid Beis, which discusses halachos related to a shchid merah. And as we saw yesterday, that Chazal gave a very unique shulchan aruch for the financial transactions that a person does while he's lying on a deathbed. Divrei shchid merah kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami. Ordinarily, if somebody wants to transfer nechasim, you have to effectuate a kinyan. But Chazal said the words of a shchiv merah have the same koyach as a kinyan. Divrei shchiv merah, his dibur, is kichsuvim v'chimsurim, would be the equivalent of someone who's not a shchiv merah writing a shtar, or someone that's not a shchiv merah handing something over to somebody else, physically doing a kinyan. Another chiddush that we mentioned yesterday that Chazal expressed in the context of a shchiv merah is that ordinarily if a person wants to do a maisa kinyan today, but he wants that the kinyan should be chal la'achar moisoi, ein kinyan la'achar misa. A shchiv merah could make a kinyan la'achar misa. A third chiddush, a person that makes a kinyan can't back out of the kinyan. Now there's a short period of time, a very, very, very small window where a person can back out, what's known as Toich Kedei Dibur, but once the La'acha Kedei Dibur comes, at that point, you're a day late and you're a dollar short. Shchiv Merah, however, in the event that he gave away his Nechasim, and then he had a Refuah, the halach is, if he wants to be Chayzer from the Matana that he gave, he could be Chayzer, and it doesn't matter if the Matana or the Kinyan that he did was using the unique leniency of Divrei Shchiv Merah, which is Kichsuvim V'Chimsurim Dami, or if he made a proper Kinyan. Either way, the halach is that a Shchiv Merah would be able to back out. So today's daf is going to continue to discuss halachos related to shchiv merah, and we're going to get a little bit more clarity in terms of understanding the lumdus of how it is Chazal viewed the shchiv merah as it relates to his financial transactions. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. Rava said in the name of Rav Nachman, shchiv merah sha'amar, a shchiv merah that said, Yodur ployni bebayezeh. I have a house, and I want Pliny to be the one that's going to have the schus to live in this house. Or Yoichel Pliny Perez Dekelzeh. I own a tree. This tree bears fruit, and I want Pliny to be the one that's going to benefit and have the Perez from this Dekel. So Rav, according to Rav Nachman, said, Loi Omar Klum, that what the Shchiv Merah said is worthless. Literally, Loyomar Klum, Ache Yoimar. If the Shchiv Merah would want to give someone the right to live in his apartment, or the Shchiv Merah would want to give someone the right to have the payers from his field, what he would have to say is, Tnu Bayezel Laploini Vi Adurboy, take my house, give it Laploini, and now let him live there, or Tnu Dekelzel Laploini Vi Yoichel Peyroisim, or take this Dekel, take this tree, give it to Ploini, and let him eat the payers. But if he doesn't say, give Pliny the house, give Pliny the Dekel, all he says is, let Pliny live in the house, or let Pliny have the payers of the Dekel, says Rava in the name of Rav Nachman, very, very succinctly, Loi Amar Klum Erot Garnish Gezak. It is not going to be effective. Now, why is it that it's not effective? Meaning, Yodur Pliny Bebayezeh, why is that not legitimate? Yoicha Pliny Peiros Dekelzeh, why is that Loi Amar Klum? So the Rashbam says that if somebody says Yodur Pliny Bebayezeh, there's no mamoshus that's being transferred over in order for there to be a kinyan. If you want to give something to somebody, the thing that you're giving has to be physical. It has to be a davar sheyesh by mamish. Yodur Pliny Bebayezeh, the schus to live somewhere is not in and of itself a davar sheyesh by mamish, and it's for that reason it's not something that you can transfer. If somebody says, Yoichal Peiros Dekelzeh, let Pliny eat the Peiros of this Dekel, over there he's giving over something Sheyesh by Mamish, right? Peiros are physical. But at the same time, it doesn't work. And the reason is because at the time that the Shechiv Merah said this, the assumption is that the peiros are not there. Meaning what he's saying is that all the fruit in the future that this dekel is going to produce, I'm giving over to Pliny. Being that the peiros are not here now, even though when they will be here, there'll be a davar sheyesh by mamish, but right now they're not here, so it's a davar shaloi bala oilam. And how could a Shechiv Merah give a davar shaloi bala oilam? In other words, what Rav is saying over in the name of Rav Nachman is that a Shechiv Merah that says yodah plane bebaye zeh lo yamar klum, why? Because a Shechiv Merah can't give over a davar sheyim by mamish, and when a Shechiv Merah says yoichal plane peiros dekel zeh lo yamar klum, why? Because a Shechiv Merah can't be makna a davar shaloi bala oilam. So really, what Rav Nachman is saying is that a Shechiv Merah with all the leniencies that you find, but it can't be makna davar shein by mamish. And a Shechiv Merah with all the leniencies that you find can't be makna davar shloi baloilam. And the Rashbam, B'lushoni Azov, says that the pshat in this is because although divrei Shechiv Merah kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami, but at the same time, ein ha-Shechiv Merah chomer min abari. A Shechiv Merah is not more chomer than a bari. Five lines from the bottom. Ela da'amirasai b'makim kinyin shabarihu. His amira is the equivalent thereof to a maisa kinyan that a bari does. Oh, but the hecha, the ain kinyan mayalas bebari. But if you have a situation where a kinyan wouldn't work by a bari, amir b'shchimera le'mahan yamidi. So to the amir by a shchimera is not going to work either. Hilkoch ain mayal atchayim atnu bayezel aploini, etc., etc. Meaning, being that a bari can't be makna davashayim by manish, and being that a bari can't be makna davashloi b'loilam, it's for that reason a shchimera won't be able to do the same thing. So said Rav Nachman, if the shchimera wants to give over the schus dira, or he wants to give over all the future parents, you know what he should do? He should be makna the dira, meaning the etzim bias for the schus of the dira. The bias is a davar sheyesh by mamish, thus there's now something to have a kinyan bichal on, or you should be makna the dekel lipei roisav, you're being makna a davar that is ba'olam, the dekel, it's in that instance that is going to work, says the Gemara. L'meimer, the Savar Rav Nachman, what emerges from Rav Nachman, its memory is that milsa the isa b'bari isa b'shchiv merah, but the lesser b'bari lesser b'shchiv merah. That the only time a shchiv merah can do something is if he would have been a bari, he could have done the same thing. Now, had he been a bari, he'd have to do a kinyan. Now that he's a shchiv merah, he doesn't have to do a kinyan. Divrei shchiv merah kichsuv v'chimsurim dami. But at the end of the day, this is the rule of thumb. This is what it says on the cheat sheet, that milsa the isim babari isim b'shchimera, the less of babari, less of b'shchimera. But the Gemara says, could that be true? Amar Rav Nachman. Rav said over something else in the name of Rav Nachman, also related to a shchimera, and that would seem to contradict this principle. Shchimera, she'amatnu havasi l'ploini, havasi l'ploini. If a shchimera had an outstanding loan, meaning he was the malva, and this loan was a milva alpeh, and he said, lying on his deathbed, tnu havasi l'ploini, I want ploini to have the schus to be able to collect this milval peh. Havasa l'ploini, it's something that goes into effect. Va'af al-gaf, says the Gemara, the less of a bari. If a bari would try to do the same thing, he would not be able to do that. Now we know that if somebody owns a shtar chayv, you're the malva, and you want to transfer the title of the loan, it's something that you have a right to do. But that's only if it's a milva b'shtar. You're transferring the shtar, and by doing that, you're also transferring the loan. But if the whole milva is a milva al peh, then there's no way to make this work, and it's not something you'd be able to do. Stating that, Rav Nachman said that if a shchiv merah says, tnu havasi l'ploini, even a milva al peh, havasi l'ploini. Had it a shtim with this principle that Rav Nachman seems to say as well, and that is, milsa di isa bebari isa b'shchiv merah, and the lesser bebari, lesser b'shchiv merah. So the Gemara says, Rapapa amar, Rapapa says no. Hoyl v'yoy the reason that a person can give over, if he's a shchiv merah, a milva al peh to somebody else, is because if he would die and this milva al peh would be outstanding, the yarshim would inherit the schos to collect on the milva al peh. And being that the yarshim would collect it, that gives the Shchiv Merah a right to go ahead and transfer it. And this is really based, says the Rashbam, on a Gemara that we're going to see in tomorrow's daf. And that is that the way Chazal viewed the Shchiv Merah, as if he's being Meirish Michayim. A person, when he dies, his Nechasim go over, be Yerusha. A Matna Shchiv Merah works somewhat with the Mahalach of Yerusha. And by the way, a Raglayim Ladover to that is the Tua Meiron, who in yesterday's daf said that the Makar to Divrei Shchiv Merah, Tichsuvim V'chimsurim Dami, is the Parash of Nachlois. The word Vahavartem, the word in Nesatem. So you see already that there's a deep connection between the Matna Shchiv Merah and between the Yerusha. But the point is, Rav Papa, really quoting the sugya in tomorrow's daf, says that any time a person would be able to be meirish something, he also has the ability to give it over b'matna shchimra. And it's for that reason that a shchimra sh'amatnu avasel l'ploini, even though it's a milsa, the less of a bari, and the reason is ha'il v'yeirish yarsha. So it's true, on the one hand, there is an idea of milsa, the Isa bebari, Isa beshchimra, or be the less of bebari, less of beshchimra. But at the same time, there's also an idea that if there is something that if the shchimra would have died, would have transferred over be Yerusha, so then in a matna shchimra, it transfers as well. Being that a milva alpeh goes over be Yerusha, a shchimra is able to give a milva alpeh the matna shchimra. That's Rav Papa's teretz in this kash. Rav Iko Amar, he said a different teretz. He said, Hava Isa bebari. He said, who said that a bari can't transfer a milva alpeh? It's not true. He could do it. In fact, there's one way he can do it. Ukid Rav Huna Marav. It's based on a chiddush that Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. This chiddush we just had the other day. It's also featured very prominently in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Gittin. Tam Rav Huna Marav, Marav Biyotcha. If somebody goes over to someone and he says, "You owe me a mana, tineu leploini b'maymet shloshtam," and I want you to give it leploini, and he says this b'maymet shloshtam kana, the halacha is that this kinyan is going to be chal. So there's a very unique type of kinyan, and this kinyan is called Maimet Shloshtam. What's Maimet Shloshtam? So it's a machlokes amiram in terms of the extent of how Maimet Shloshtam works. One example is where somebody owns something that right now is being watched by somebody else. So there's someone that owns a chayfetz, and right now he has this chayfetz in someone else's possession as a pikadon. And he wants to now transfer that chayfetz that's not in his rishus to a third person. So Reuven owns something, Shimon's watching it, and Reuven would very much like that Levi should have it. If Reuven, in the presence of Shimon and Levi, says that I want this item that's in Shimon's rishus, meaning because he's my shomer pekadon, to now belong to Levi, as long as everyone was present when this happened, the halacha is that is something that's going to go into effect. A milva could also transfer b'mayim mitzlashdom. If the malva and the loiva and the person that you want should now own this loan are all present when you say that I want the loan to transfer over to that third person, that works. And even a milva alpeh transfers over the maimet shloshtam. So it's true, there's no regular conventional way of being makna, a milva alpeh, but the maimet shloshtam you can. Says Rav Acha Brei de Rav Ika, that the reason that Rav Nachman said Shchim Rasha Matnu Avasi L'Ploini Avasi L'Ploini, even though Rav Nachman is the one who seemed to have taught us the rule of Misla Di Isa Babari Isa B'Shchimra Lasa Bari Lasa B'Shchimra, what's the kasha? A bari can't transfer over a matna shchimra. It's not true. You're making a mistake. A bari can't transfer over a milva peh. How does a bari transfer a milva peh? But my mishlasha. But the point is, once there is a way for you to be able to transfer the milva peh, that's enough for it to be a milsa isa b'bari, and if it's a milsa isa b'bari, so therefore it's going to be isa b'shchivmera as well. Zoktim ibay luhu deka le'echad upeiroisav la'achar nahu. Now there's a very big machlokes rishonim. How to learn pashup shad in this next gemara. Now this next gemara is going to take us onto Amid Beis, so it's a good chunk of today's daf, and there's a very, very fundamental machlokes rishonim how to learn Hashib Shat and what's going on in this Gemara. The Rashbam had apparently a different girsa than we have, Ayin Bagoy Sabach, Ois Aleph, and based on the girsa that the Rashbam had, this Iboya of the Gemara is really referring and addressing a halacha that we didn't learn yet, a halacha that the Gemara is going to bring on Amid Beis. So on Amid Beis, the Gemara is going to tell a halacha related to a Shchivmira, and the Rashbam says that this Ibaya right here, it's a little out of order. Maybe not so much if you have the Girsas HaRashbam, but it's really, if you want to know what's going on here, first learn Kuf Mem Ches Amid Beis, and then refer back here, and everything is going to make sense. Toisfiz, the top Toisfiz on the Amid, has a whole different mahalach of how to learn this Gemara. I'm sorry, it's not the top Tois on the Amid, it's Tois Dibra Maschel Ibaya Lahu. And Tois over there brings from the Ri a completely different shot, and for the Ri's shot, you would not have had to have learned the Gemara and Daf Kuf Mem Ches Amid Beis, but Fakert, the Gemara that we're about to learn flows very much from everything that we said up until this point. As it relates to how we're going to learn with Tosfos' Mahalach. So, Ruba of times, it's Machlokes Rashbam and Tosfos, we learn with the Rashbam, but in this case, we're going to make a little bit of an exception. It stems also better with the Girsa that we have right here. We're going to learn with the Girsa of Tosfos. Now, one big difference between the Girsa of Rashbam and the Girsa of Tosfos is the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara, this next Gemara is talking about a Shchiv Merah, which makes a lot of sense, because that is the Sugya de jour. The way Tosfos learns the Gemara, it's actually not talking about a Shchiv Merah. It could be Negeya Shchiv Merah too, but it's really Negeya. Anytime a person gives a Matana to somebody else, there is this Ibaya that the Gemara is about to present. Either way, Ibaya Lohu, Deka Le'echad, Upe Reis of La'achamau. What would it be if somebody gave a gift? The gift that he gave was a dekel. So he has this tree that gives fruit. And he says, Ruven, I want you to have the dekel. Shimon, I want you to have the peiros. Whether he was a shchiv merah, and this is working with a matna shchiv merah, which is kichsuv and chimsur and dami, or whether he's a bari, shchiv merah is neither here nor there. So the person goes, he gives away his dekel, but he split the baby in half. You get the dekel, and you're going to get the peiros. What's the shayla? Mi shayer mokem peiri, oy loy shayer. Meaning, a person could be makna a dekel, but you can't be makna the peiros of a dekel that don't exist yet. Why not? Because it's a davar shloi b'loilam, and ain't other makna davar shloi b'loilam. So the question is, when the person gave the dekel to Reuven, was he meshayer a little bit of the dekel so that he can give that part of the dekel to Shimon, so that when he gives Shimon the peiros, he's not just giving him peiros, he's giving him dekel the peiros, so it's not a davar shloi b'loilam, it's like this Shimon will be able to acquire what it is he's giving Shimon. Or loishai, when he gave the dekel to Reuven, he gave him the ganze dekel. And if that's the case, there's no more part of the dekel to give Shimon. So what did you give Shimon? All you gave him was peiros. If all you gave him was peiros, he's not going to get anything. So what's the yesod of the question? The question is, does Shimon get anything or does he not get anything? You give him peiros, that's nothing. That's another makna davar shloi b'loilam. If you give him a shtikel dekel peiros, that's something. The problem is you already gave the dekel to somebody else. So if you're meshayer a little bit of the dekel, okay, so now Shimon's getting dekel peiros. If you weren't meshayer, then you weren't meshayer. So again, ibay lohu dekel echad upeiros of la'achar mau mishayer mokem peiro loishayer. Do we say that you were meshayer a little bit in the dekel for the peiros so Shimon could get something or not? Says the more intim tzulemila. If you're going to tell me that, no, we assume that you aren't Meshach. Meaning, when you gave Reuven the dekel, you gave him the whole dekel. And when it came to Shimon, there's no dekel left to give him. As a result, all you're giving him is Paris. He can't be Kaina only Paris. As a result, he's going to get nothing. But even if that's true, says the Gemara, I have a different question. La'atzmoy chutz mipeirois of ma. What would be if this Noisei Matana gave a dekel to Reuven and he kept the peiros for himself? So he's not giving gifts to two people. He's giving a gift to one person. He's being meshayer everything else to himself. What's the shayla? The shayla is that maybe, even if it's true, that when you gave the dekel to Reuven, you weren't meshayer anything for Shimon, that's because Shimon is an acher, right? Loshan agamar. Intim tzoloimer la'acher lo'yhavi shir la'atzmoy ma'u. So we're contrasting between the la'acher and the la'atzmoy. It could be for somebody else, you don't care as much, but for yourself, you care a little bit more. And as a result, maybe you were meshayer for yourself, mokoim in the dekel, so you should be able to get the peiros. That's the second question. I'm Rav Nachman. So Rav has said in the name of Rav Nachman, here's the rule. Intim tzoloimer dekel la'acher peiros of la'acher lo'yhavi shir. Even if you're going to tell me that when you give a dekel to one person and you give the peiros to somebody else, lo'yhavi shir mokim peiri, we don't assume that you are meshayer the mokim of the peiros. As a result, Reuven gets the entire dekel, Shimon gets nothing. Abed dekel le'echad, the shayer peiros of lefanov. But if you gave the dekel to one person and you were meshayer the peiros for somebody else, now you gave the peiros to a different person, you were meshayer it for yourself, then shayer mokim peiri, we assume that you were meshayer mokim peiri. My time, what's the reason? Kol gabi nafshi ba'an yofa meshayer. When it comes to yourself, you do a ba'an yofa. So we had all the sugis in Bava Basra going back to Amoichas Abayis, right? If someone gives a matana, ba'an yofa, ba'an ra, you make something hektish, ba'an yofa, ba'an ra, moicher, ba'an yofa, ba'an ra. When it comes to yourself, then for sure, ba'ayin yofa meshayer. We assume you are meshayer ba'ayin yofa. And if you are meshayer ba'ayin yofa, for sure you are going to keep it. Says the Gemara, Rabashi, Anan ad Rav Shimon ben Lakish Maslin Allah. Said it's interesting. We had a Messiah by Unza Meis Medrash that mentioned the signon of these last several lines of Gemara, but we had it regarding a completely different halacha. In other words, we had an Ibaya. Dekel le'echad upeirois of la'achar mau.
Are you
Meshayer? You're not Meshayer. And then we had a follow-up, Iboya Imtim Saloimar, that you're not Meshayer. Is that only La'acher? What about La'atzmoy? And Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, that when it comes La'acher, lo yavishir, but when it comes to yourself, havishir. Right? That's the signon. The Shaila is Dekalecha Peiros of La'acher, Machlekes Rashmam and Toises, whatever that means. But the point is, there's the sugya, and then there's the signon of the sugya. So Rav Abba tells Rav Ashi that we had this identical signon with regards to a different sugya. What was the sugya? It's discussing a halacha that Rav Shimon ben Lakish said. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish said, if somebody sells a bias to his friend, and he told him, I'm selling you my bias, but I'm keeping for myself the duta al yoyna. So the duta al yoyna in English is the rooftop. So he had some rooftop matziv on top of his bias, and he said, I'm willing to sell you the entire house and the apartment, but the rooftop, that's my inyan, and that's something that you're not going to get. So Rish Lakish said, Diyutal Yayna Shalai. No, he gets to keep the Diyutal Yayna. Now, just by a little bit of background, so when the Gemara brought this, Le'il, Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, Samach Dalet Amid Aleph, Ayin B'Maseres Hashas, so the Gemara over there asked, that L'chura, you have to understand what Rish Lakish is saying. And the reason is because the halacha is that if someone's Meicher Bayis L'chaveiroi, Stam, he gets to keep the Duta Al-Yoyin. It sounds like from Rish Lakish a little bit, a Meicher Bayis L'chaveiroi, the Om Alei Al-Menashe Duta Al-Yoyin Ishali, then Duta Al-Yoyin Ishali. As if to say, if you would sell a Bayis Stam, and you wouldn't say Amanasha Dutel Yoyna Shali, it wouldn't be Dutel Yoyna Shali. It's not true. The Mishnah says that if someone's Meicher Bayis Stam, he gets to keep the Dutel Yoyna. If that's the case, Rish Lakish is really going kineged a Mishnah, which is not okay. Again, why is it going kineged a Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says Meicher Bayis Chaver is Stam. Dutel Yoyna Shalai. And for Rish Lakish, it sounds like Amoicher Bayis Chaver V'Omer Amenasha Dutel Yoyna Shalai. It's only then that Dutel Yoyna Shalai. And the Gemara discusses it. The Gemara brings Machlokes Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. We'll mention Shitas Rav Zvid because the Gemara is going to mention Shitas Rav Zvid on Amid Beis. And that is Rav Zvid said that Rish Lakish, when he said Dutel Yoyna Shalai, he must have meant that he gets a little more than he would have gotten had he just been Amoicher as a Bayis Tam. Because again, Amoicher as a Bayis Tam, he's anyways getting Dutel Yoyna. So when the person says Amenasha Dutel Yoyna Shalai, obviously he's coming to be moisef something. What's he coming to be moisef? He's coming to say that I'm not just keeping the Dutel Yoyna, I'm getting a little bit more. So Reb Zvid said the little bit more that he's getting is that he's going to have a right to be moitzi zizin. So ordinarily, if somebody would sell his house and the chatzar, let's say, comes along with it, and he gets to keep the Dutel Yoyna, based on the halacha, moicher bayis chaveiro, Dutel Yoyna shalai. Okay, but if you want to now attach something to your house that's going to protrude into the airspace of this chatzar, that's not something that you would be allowed to do. Because the person that you sold the whole complex to, that person is going to own the airspace as well. When you say, Amenasha Dutel Yoyna Shali, so now you get some extra schosim. Dutel Yoyna Shalai, and what does that mean? It means that not only do you get the Dutel Yoyna, because that you would have gotten regardless, the Amenasha Dutel Yoyna Shalai gives you a little bit extra, gives you some Taisefes. What's the Taisefes? You can even be Moitzi Zizan. Okay, so let's hold that thought. Here's the signon that Rab Abba told Rav Ashi we had that mirrors the signon that you just mentioned, albeit with regards to a different halacha. Rish Lakish is halacha. What would be if somebody sold a bias to one person and he sold the diuta to somebody else? Mi havi shiur. Oiloi, would we assume that it's a shear, or we assume it's not a shear? Meaning, would we say that the person that got the duta also has the right to be moitzi the zizin, or not? Meaning, that's pashy. You sell a bias to one person, you sell a duta to the other person, one guy gets the bias, the other guy gets the duta, right? This is not a problem of davish ein by mamish, this is not a problem of davish loy baloilam, this is very straightforward. One guy gets the bias, the other guy gets the duta. What's the shailo? Mi avishir, le avishir, b'negei da hitzah zizin. That's the question. Do we say that it's a shear, like in Rish Lakish's case, that the one that gets the duta could even be moitzi the zizin or not? And im, Tim Suleiman continued, did the b'nei yeshiva, and they said, im, you're going to tell me the bias lech of duta lech of loy avishir, that it's not considered a shear, that no, the one that gets the duta, but at the same time, he doesn't have any schusen to be able to be moitzi zizin, because when the person gave the bias to one, he was not mishayer the schus of the season. But what would be chutz midyuta ma'u? What would be if he's leaving the diyuta for himself? So you're giving the bias to one person and you're keeping the diyuta for yourself. What would be the case over there? Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nach, Mr. Rav said, the name Rav Nach, Imtim, so you buy sachet diyuta, lechol dehavishir. Chutz midyuta. Have you share that even if you're going to tell me that when you sell the bias to one person or you give the duta to somebody else, it's not considered a share. But if you leave the duta for yourself, then for sure it is a share and you get to be moitzi zizin. And here the Gemara speaks out Rav Zvid. Leave the Rav Zvid. This is going to Rav Zvid who said that when Rish Lakish said that if somebody sells his bias, Amanasha, Duta Yoyna Shali, Duta Yoyna Shalai, and it can be Moitzi season, Amma, what do you see from there? Keeping the Shire, Duta, Mokum Zizan, Nami Shire. You see from Rish Lakish's halacha that any time that you're Meshire the Duta, you're also Meshire the Mokum Zizan, and that's the case when you did it for yourself. So, in this case, you want to know if you left over the Duta for yourself, you will be able to be Moitzi Zizan, and we're going to assume that when you gave the bias to the one person, you were Meshayer the Makom Zizan for yourself. Now, the truth is, we just went through this Gemara with a straight face, but really, there's one aspect in just Pashup Shad in this Gemara that's a little bit hard to understand, right? Let's just take the Gemara from the top. Rish Lakish said, "Amoicher bayis lechaveroi va'amalei amanasha duta yoyne shali duta yoyne shalai." What does that mean? Rav Zvid said, "You get to be Moitzi Zizan." Ordinarily, if you're Moicher bayis, you have no schosim to be Moitzi Zizan, even though you own the Dut Al Yoyna. But when you say, Rochel Bitcha Ktana, Amanash Dut Al Yoyna Shali, then that means you have the right to be Moitzi Zizan. So the Bnei Yeshiva said, what would be if you sold your house to one person and the Dut Al Yoyna to somebody else? Would the guy who got the Dut Al Yoyna be able to be Moitzi Zizan? And I'll ask you a different shayla. In Tim Tzoloimar, no. What would be if you sold the bias to one person and you kept the Dut Al Yoyna for yourself? You said, Chutz Mi Dut Al Yoyna. Would you be able to be Moitzi Zizan or not? I'm a Rav, I'm Rav Nachman. In Tim Tzoloimar, La'achol Le'Havishir, La'atzmei Havishir, which is the same signal of the previous Gemara. What exactly was that second Shaila? That second Shaila is Rish Lakish's Halacha. What was Rish Lakish's Halacha? If you sell your bias, Amanasha Dut Al Yoyna Shali, being that you anyways own the Dut Al Yoyna, so you get the schus in the bias that you sold to be Moitzi Zizan. That is the Imtim Tzoloimar. Imtim Tzoloimar Bayis Lech V'yuta Le'echad. Lo Yavishir Chutz Midyuta Ma'u. What do you mean Chutz Midyuta Ma'u? That is Rish Lakish's Halacha. Rish Lakish said that if you sell the bias and you keep the Duta El Yoyna, you didn't have to say it before, as you did. So what's the Halacha then? The Halacha is you get to be Moitzi Zizan. So how could that have been a Shaila and Omar Rava, Omar Rav Nachman? And not just that, we're even being poshted from what Rav Zvid said to be Mefarish Rish. Is this Rish Lakish? It's hachayna, it's hainu hach, hee hee, right? This is mamish, the same exact halacha. What's Pashup Shah? So Tosfos asks this kasha. Tosfos asks this kasha on the bottom of Daf Kuf Mem Chesem at Aleph. It's the last Tosfos on the Amid. Just read Tosfos inside. Tosfos says, V'afal gafter Rish Lakish, I rilatzmoy. Isn't this Rish Lakish's halacha? So why are we even having this conversation? This is Rish Lakish. Mikol makoyim, kivan de bechutz mayri. Being that the Lashon that the Moicher used was a little bit different, in Rish Lakish's case, what was the Lashon that the Moicher used? HaMoicher Bayis Lechaveiroi, Va'om Aloi Al Menas, Shedyuta El Yoyin Neshali. Over here in Amid Beis, what's the Lashon that he used? He said, Chutz Midyuta El Yoyin. It's not the same Lashon. So even the Bechutz Mayri, the Nusach that he used was Chutz, HaChakami Boyle, Ma Yoyin Rish Lakish Bazeh, Vos, that Rish Lakish zogin in this far. The Baal Menas, Shita Levali, the Meshayer. That's what Rish Lakish said. Avol Bahakam Yiboyle, over here we already have a Shayla. So you want to know Pashup Shan in this Gemara, just Pshatava. Rish Lakish said it by Al Menas. And what the Gemara wants to know is, what would be by Chutz? Now it's interesting, when you learn the Sugyas of Tanoim, right? Perek Amigarish, Perek Mishachsoy, the Sugyas in the back end, the Masechtas Gittin, Al Menas, Chutz, these are like major words that have huge ramifications in halacha and certainly in the world of the Ketzai Sachoshin and in the world of Rei. This is a little bit more technical, but the bottom line is, Rish Lakish said is halacha with regarding in Amanas, and the Gemara wants to know what would be as relates to Chutz. Again, we had the same exact signon. In according to some Amiron, the Bnei Yeshiva discussed this in the context of Dekel Le'echad Upei Roisav La'achad. That's a sugyan Einon Amakta Dovash Le'ebal Le'olam. And according to others, it was in the context of a sugi that we had earlier in the Masechta, in Amoichas HaBayis, somebody sells a bias to one person, and the Duta Yoyne he gives to somebody else, does that other person have the zizin that Rav Zud talked about when he was mefarish Reish Lakish Zalacha, which is Negev, where somebody sells a bais and he says, Amenas, Shnat Yuta, well, Yoinishali. Either way, we now return to our regular program, which is the Shchiv Merah, which, by the way, is the reason the Rashbam didn't like Taisus Pshat. Because the Rashbam, he speaks to them before, he says, why are we talking about this right now? I don't understand. We're learning the sugyas of Shchiv Merah, so we interrupt the Shchiv Merah sugya for an interesting topic that could have been discussed when you learned the halachas of Eino Damach D'Dov Shloi B'Loilom, or maybe we could have had it in Amikras Abayas. But either way, we're going back now to where we started, and that is more halachas related to a Shchiv Merah. Amar Rav Yezib Amin Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman. Shchiv Merah should cause a kol nechassim la'acherim. If a Shchiv Merah gives all his nechassim to somebody else, right. What we do is an analysis. We look. In b'mechalek, if he was being mechalik, meaning he sat down and he called in all his children. And he said, Reuven, you're getting this, Shimon, you're getting that, Levi, you're getting this, Yehuda, you're getting this, right? And he starts being mechalik, just one person after another. He's tiny chaluka, right? Mechalik, meloshon chaluka. If that's what's going on over here, so then the halach is, meis, if he dies, kanukulan. Everyone's going to be koina, obviously. It's a matnash chibmera. Omad, if however he gets up, chayzer bekula. If he wants to be chayzer, he can be chayzer. And this is based on the halacha that if a shchiv merah gives away all his nechasim and then he has a refuah, he can be chayzer. Im bin nimlach, if however, when he was giving away his nechasim, he was nimlach, there was hesitation. So he gave Reuven $1,000. Then he thought, then he cleared, and then he said, you know what, Shimon, come ahead. He gives him $1,000. So then the halacha is mace. If he dies, kanukula. He gave away all his nechasim. He died. It's a matnas shchiv merah. Amad, if however he gets up, ein chayzer, he can't be chayzer. Ela ba'achrin, only from the last person. So really the background to this halacha of Rav Nachman is the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that although a shchiv merah that gives away his nechasim could be chayzer, but it's only if he gave away all his nechasim. If he shayer karka kolshu, if he leaves over even a little bit of karka, so what's the halacha? Then, if he gets up, it's too late. You can't be chayzer anymore. The only time you could be chayzer is if we know for sure that you gave it away as a matna shchiv merah. Matna shchiv merah works with the umdina. This was all yesterday's daf. That you're only giving it avifel, you're going to end up dying. But if you're lucky enough that you creep out of this mess, then faket, you could be chayzer. If you give away all your nechassim, then you have the umdina the muchach. That what you meant to do is do it only on the tzad that you're going to die. If, however, you didn't give everything away, that means you're hedging your bet a little bit. In that case, it's not so clear that it's a matna shchiv merah. Could be it's a regular matana. Regular matana, you don't have the right to be chayzer. Lach dei dibur, at that point, you can't be chayzer anymore. So said Rav Nachman, I'll tell you even more. If you have a guy that gave away all his nechassim, oh, he gave away all his nechassim, so if he gave away all his nechassim, and then he dies, I'm sorry, then he is okay, then for sure you should be able to be chayzer, right? Isn't that the Mishnah? You give away all your nechassim, so then it's considered a matnas shchiv merah. Says Rav Nachman lav dafka. If it was b'mechalik, this is the whole point of Rav Nachman. If you were giving one after the other, so then it's true. If, however, it was b'nimlach, there was hesitation in between, so then it looks like when you gave away the first gift, it wasn't part of a matnas shchiv merah. At that point, you weren't looking to give everything away. It was nimlach afterwards. The hesitation is our insight into what's going through your mind, umdina, and we're assuming then that when you started gifting, you didn't really mean to give everything away. Now, the last guy got your last possession. So that's for sure matnas shchiv merah, because there was no shayer karka kolshu after that. So as it relates to the achron, you could be chayzer, but everyone in between, you would not be able to be chayzer. So Rav Nachman says that even when a shchiv merah gives away all his nechassim, don't jump to the conclusion and say, oh, if he wants to be chayzer, he could be chayzer. You have to look how he gave it. If it was b'mechalik, then everything he gave was a matnas shchiv merah. If, however, it was nimlach, then it's only the last thing that's a matna shchiv merah. But everything up until that point is a matana where you were meshayer, and a matana that you're meshayer, the halach is, you can't be chayzer. But the Gemara says, I don't understand Rav Nachman. It sounds like Rav Nachman's reading the shchiv merah's body language, right? What are you reading? You're reading the, and he gave everything away, right? No, you're looking at his hesitation. He was nimlach. Nimlach means he thought about it a little bit. Right? The Gemara, duma yunei kamayin, v'hadu yav. Maybe he's just thinking. He's being mindful. Right? He'll just give away everything. So maybe he's actually thinking this through a little bit. Why are we interpreting that as a nimlach? So the Gemara says, no, gustami the shchiv merah made the gdai vada yav. A shchiv merah usually comes prepared. And as a result, if now you're being a nimlach, the hesitation is for sure a hesitation of I'm not sure I want to really give everything away, and we don't assume that you're being me'ayin. That iyun, that already happened before the person became a shchemer. Amar Rav Acher Bam Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman. Related Allah. Shchemer, Ashokasa called Nechasim Lacherim. If a shchemer gave all his Nechasim Lacherim, the Amad, and then Baruch Hashem, he had a Yeshua, Eino Chayzer. The Allah is, he can't be Chayzer. Why? Chayshina, we're concerned, Shem Yeshua Nechasim, and Dina Acheres. Maybe he has Nechasim somewhere else. The only time a shchemer could be Chayzer is, if what? The only time a shchemer could be Chayzer is, if he gave everything away. But if he left something back, he can't be chayzer. Chayshinon, Shema Yesh Lein Chasim Medina Acheres. And it's for that reason, if he wants to be chayzer, he can't be chayzer. So it's a very nice halacha, right? Chayshinon, Shema Yesh Lein Chasim Medina Acheres. Amen. The problem is that it's not the Mishnah. The Elamas Nisan Diktoni Loi Shayer Karkul Kolshu Ein Matematzik Kayemes Eichim Mishkach Hazel. I mean, the Mishnah said beforeish that if a person gives away all his nechasin, then it's considered a matnas chimra. If you want to be chayzer, you can be chayzer. Where is it having a geya? We're always going to say chayshinon Shema Yesh Loi nechasin Medina Acheres. Mara says two ways. His first says Amar Rabbah Chama Rabbah Chama says Amir Kol Nichsa. So what he said, I'm giving away all my nechasin. Meaning, if a guy says I'm giving away all my nechasin, this is all it is. Us, oh, so then we're not chayshinon anymore. Rav Nachman's talking about where he just gave everything you see, but he never said anything that would lead you to know one way or the other whether he has something else. And in those instances, chayshina, maybe he has nechasim mebdina acheres. Mabrav Ashiyam b'muchsan d'lasa. Talk about what we know for a fact. And the Chanami, to the extent that it's muchsan d'lasa, we know this guy doesn't have nechasim mebdina acheres. That's what halacha the Mishnah is going to be negated. But otherwise, it's something we're going to have to be concerned. So the bottom line is, Rav Nachman just said two halachas that very much qualify the halacha the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if somebody gives away all his nechasim, so then it's a matnas chimera, and if he was amad mecholyoy dalach is, he could be chayzer. Two things. Number one, it's only true if you are mechalik, if you're nimlachna. So if you're doing it, you're acting with momentum, 1.5 times speed, you're operating, you're not coming up for breath, that's where this is negeya. If, however, you're not sure, you're hemming, you're hoying, you're nimlach, you're taking a break, the nimlach makes it that the last thing you gave, because you left nothing over, is a matnas chimra. But everything up until that point, it could be as a matana with you, a shayer, and as a result, not going to be a matnas chimra. The second thing the Rav Nachman said was, is that this is only true if he either tells you for sure these are all my nechasim, or it's muchzaklan that he has no other nechasim. But if a person would give away all his nechasim, he's a shchimera, chaychinon shema yesh loy nechasim medina acheres, and because of a chash that he might have nechasim medina acheres, it's for that reason that right now, if he would want to be chayzer, he would not be able to be chayzer. By the way, tomorrow's daf kuf memtes, Bezer Hashem, there's, as in Lashon Avar, raid. Very much related to this Gemara right here, a festive choice that goes into some of the lumbus of this Gemara right here. Either way, one last Gemara. This last Gemara is not such an easy Gemara, so we have to halt come. So the Bnei Yeshiva had the following question. Chazara b'miktsas, havi chazara b'kula oilai. So the background to the Shaila is that if somebody gives a matnas chimera, somebody is a chimera and he gives away his nechasim, the halacha is that if he changes his mind and he says, I want to give it to another person, instead he has a right to do that. It's a chiddush. Divrei shchimras kechsuvim v'chimsurim dami. So it's not so posh you should be able to do this, but it's based on a gemara. We actually saw this gemara already. Daitiki mivatelas daitiki. So one divrei shchimra has the ability to knock out and to be mivatel another divrei shchimra. So that's the background that we have to know for this shaila. This Gemara, these next 8 lines are really cheshbin, but in terms of the background, that's the background. The background is that daitiki mivateles daitiki. Okay, so the Bnei Yeshiva wanted to know. Chazara b'miktas, havi chazara b'kula oiloi. So what would be if somebody gave all his nechasim over to one person? So he gave all his nechasim to Reuven. Let's say he owned $1,000 and he gave his $1,000 to Reuven. And then he was chayzer b'miktas. He said, I want 500 of the nechasim that I gave to Reuven to really go to Shimon. So it's a daitiki mevatelas daitiki, but he gave 1,000 and now he's being chayzer, so to speak, on 500. What's the question? The question is it a chazara b'kula or is not a chazara b'kula? When you give 500 to the second person, do we say that it's chazara on 500? But the first 500 you were never chayzer on. That's by Ruvain. Or no, chazar b'miktas is considered a chazar b'kula. And even though you gave 1,000 to Ruvain and you only gave 500 to Shimon, the 500 that you gave to Shimon is mevatel the entire first daitiki, and Ruvain's going to end up with nothing. So again, you gave 1,000 to Ruvain, now you give me 500 to Shimon. The 500 to Shimon is Pasha. That's Shimon's. There's no Shiloh. The question is, the other 500 that you gave to Ruvain, do we say that when you gave the 500 to Shimon, you were mevatel that? Because chazara b'miktas, havi chazara b'kula? Or no, chazara b'miktas is a chazara b'miktas. But as it relates to the other half, now, if you just think this through for a minute, there are two nafkaminas la'alacha, right? Just to keep this high level, there's two nafkaminas la'alacha. Number one, what happens if the shchimera dies, right? Let's keep it simple. If the shchimera ends up dying, if chazara b'miktas is a chazara b'kula, so that means that the $1,000 that you gave Ruvain, you were just chayzer from. That's out, right? You gave 500 to Shimon. Shimon keeps the 500. The shchimera just died. That's a regular matnas shchimera. The other 500, you never gave anybody. You had previously given it to Ruvain, but you were chayzer when you gave 500 to Shimon. You didn't give that 500 to Shimon. So who's going to get that 500? That 500 is going to belong to the yarshim of the shchimera. If chazar b'miktas is loy havi chazara, so it emerges then that when you gave the 500 to Shimon, that 500, obviously it's a chazar, but the other 500 stays by Ruvain. So now if you die, 500 belongs to Ruvain, 500 belongs to Shimon, and what do the Yarshim get? Nothing, right? So whether or not the Yarshim would get anything in the event that the Shchimera dies is the obvious nafkamina, right? That's nafkamina number one, what happens if the Shchimera dies? But there's a nafkamina also in the event that the Shchimera doesn't die. In the event that the Shchimera ends up having a refuah, and now he wants to be chayzer from the Gansa Maisa. If you hold that chazara b'miktas, loy havi chazara b'kula, so then what emerges is that you gave 500 to Ruvain, now you gave 500 to Shimon, which means you gave everything away, and if you gave everything away, you now want to be chayzer. You could be chayzer. If, however, chazara b'miktas havi chazara b'kula, so although the chatchila, when you gave Ruvain the $1,000, you had given him everything, but now when you gave Shimon 500, you were chayzer from that. That's gone. That's null and void. That's lashrin v'lei kayam v'lei chalun klal. That's done, right? Now, what did you have? You gave $500 to Shimon. The $500 you gave to Shimon is a matana b'miktas, because you left over $500. That's our Mishnah. The halach is, if the Shimon gives him a ton of b'miktas, and then he's Oman Michalya, the halach is, he can't be chayz. So really, there's enough gemino whether he dies, there's enough gemino whether he lives. Either way, it says, the Gemara Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from a mefurish b'raisa. It's a b'raisa that I literally address this case. Kulon l'rishon, what happens if somebody gives all his possessions to Ruvain, u'miktas l'sheni, and then he gave some of them to Sheni. So the halach is, Sheni kono, rishon loikono. Sheni's koino, right? Rishon is not koina. Says the word, my Labash Amei is probably talking about where the Shchimera died. If the Shchimera died, and the halacha is that the Rishon gets nothing, so what do you see from here? You see Chazar b'miktas, havi Chazar b'kula. The Sheni gets his half, right? He can't get more than that. That's all you gave him. And the Rishon is going to get nothing. And the reason that the Rishon is going to get nothing is because you were Chazar. Us, you see Mefurish, Chazar b'miktas, havi Chazar b'kula. But the Mara says, loy b'sha'amad. Could be it's talking not about where he died, but rather it's talking about where he was Amad Michalya. And because he was Amad Michalya, that's why this is going to be the halacha. In other words, La'olam, I'll tell you that Chazara b'miktas loy havi Chazara b'kula, right? So when you're Chazara b'miktas, it's not considered a Chazara b'kula. The reason that the Sheni is Kana and the Rishon is loy Kana is because this person, the Shchimera, just had a refuah. Being that he had a refu and now he wants to be chayzer. Let's think this through clearly. The first person he had given everything away to. Being that he had given everything away to, that was a regular bona fide matna shchimera. Being that was a regular bona fide matna shchimera, if you want to be chayzer on that now, avada, you could be chayzer. That's why the Rishon is going to be like kana. The Sheni, however, is going to be kana. And the reason that the Sheni is going to be kana, because when you gave the Sheni, what did you give him? You only gave him a miktas. And being that the Sheni, you only gave a miktas, so it comes out that that's a matan of a miktas, and that's a matan of a miktas that you can't be chayzer from, and being that you can't be chayzer from it, it's for that reason that the Sheni is going to be kana. Now, as the Gemara assumed, Again, let's get this clear. The Braisa says Mefurish Leibayim. Kulon Lerishayin Umiktsasan Lesheni Sheni Kana Rishon Leikana. The assumption is that the guy probably died. So if the person died, so why is the halacha that the Rishayin's Leikana? Oh, must be because Chazar B'Miktas Avi Chazar B'Kula. So the Sheni gets his Miktas. That's what you gave him. The Rishon gets nothing because you were Chayzer from all that, right? Very straightforward. But the Mara says, look, it's talking about Bisha Amad. It's not talking about where he died. It's talking about where he was Amad, and now he's coming to be Chayzer. And really, Matana b'miktsas, Chazara b'miktsas, loy havi Chazara b'kula. So it comes out that really the original Matana, 500 of it is still in play. The reason the Rishon is like Kana is not because when you gave miktsas to Sheni, you knocked it out. It's because now you're knocking it out, because now you're being Chayzer. And you can be Chayzer on that because that's a Matana b'kula. As opposed to the Miktsas that you're giving the Sheni, that's a matana b'miktsas, and being that that's a matana b'miktsas, since for that reason you can't be chayzer. Now, if this question is bothering you too much, I'm going to speak it out. And really, the Rashbam speaks out the kasha that's probably bothering the Olam a little bit. I'm looking at Yoel's facial expressions. I know it's bothering Yoel. And the kasha is a very stark kasha, and that is that really the Sheni that you gave miktsas to is also a matna shchimra b'kula. And the reason is because you gave miktsas to the Rishon, and when you gave the miktsas to the Sheni, you weren't chayzer from that miktsas. So you gave miktsas to the Rishon, you gave miktsas to the Sheni, so it comes out it's also matana b'kula. So the Rashbam says that in case you can't go vayti, you can't wait 3 lines. So I'm going to tell you right now, the Gemara is going to ask this kasha. But either way, the udakarila makarila here. The verita is that when you gave the first person, you gave him everything. When you gave the second person, you only gave him a miktsas. So the Gemara says, maybe that would be the etzas. You have no raya from the braisa that chazar b'miktsas, havi chazar b'kula. That would be a raya if we knew for sure that the Bryce is talking about that the person died, but it's not muchach that the Bryce is talking about that the person died. It could be the Bryce is talking about where really he was Amad, and to the extent that he was Amad, right, to the extent that he was Amad, so then the halacha would be that it would make perfect sense that the Rishon's not Koina, and the Sheni is Kana, even if you hold Chazara b'miktas is really Loi Havi Chazara b'kula. Now, just to make one thing clear, one other thing clear, in case you can't go weiter, and that is, if you hold Chazara b'miktas Havi Chazara b'kula, you don't have to make the Akimta that it's talking about that he was Mace. It could be talking about where he was Amad also, right? Halacha would be the same. Chazara b'miktas Havi Chazara b'kula, the Rishon is always going to be out. If the person dies, he's out because you were chayzer from what you gave him. And in the event that the person was Amad Michalya, he's going to be out because you had given him Matana Bekula, and as a result, he's going to be out. So really, in the My Lav of the Gemara, right, the Gemara says, My Lav is Shemes, just to give it a little Tosefes Neufach, give it a bissel Salz and Pfeffer, if you hold Chazar B'miktas Havi Chazar B'kula, so then you could learn the Braisa whether the Shchimarat died or whether the Shchimarat didn't die. Either way, you could learn the Braisa. Rishon Loikana Sheini Kana. Right, if the Shchimarat died, Rishon Loikana, because of the half that you gave him and the Sheni is Kana because he died. And if it's if you hold, and if the person was Amad Mechalyoy, then Vaiter, you knocked out the first person and the second person you can't be Chayzer from. So, Meman of Shach, you can learn the Braisa, whether the person died or whether the person didn't die. If you hold Chazar b'miktas, Loi havi chazar b'kula, then you would be forced to say b'sha amad, which is why the Gemara l'chatchila didn't want to say that. So Gemara says, my la b'shemes, meaning, I don't know, only b'shemes. Whether mes or whether amad, because then you can learn it either way. Gemara says, loi b'sha amad. The Brais is talking only when you are amad. And if the Brais is talking only when you are amad, so then there's no reason to say that the Brais means chazar b'miktsas havi chazar b'kula. You could just as equally say that the Brais is going chazar b'miktsas havi chazar b'kula. And the Gemara says, Hachi nami mistabra, that this ikimta that the Brais is talking about b'sha amad is actually not so dachok. It's actually mistabra that way. You know, it's mistabra from the seifa of this Brais. Tani seifa, you take a look at the seifa. The seifa had the reverse case. What would be miktsas on the rishon if you gave miktsas on the rishon, v'kul on the sheni? So you gave $500 to Ruvain and then $1,000 to sheni. So the halacha is rishon Kana, Sheni like Kana. Reuven gets his $500. A Bishneni doesn't get anything. Marcel's like this. I'm a Bishleim, a Bishleim. Bishleim, if it's talking about where the person had a Refuah, right? He got better. And now that he got better, he wants to be chayzer mishum achisheni like kana. I understand the halacha. The rishon's kana because you only gave him mixas. He can't be chayzer from that. The sheni is not kana because you gave him everything. And being that you gave him everything, right? When you were done with him, you didn't have anything left. So therefore, you could be chayzer. Therefore, he's going to be like kana. Eli amr b'shemeis. But if it's talking about where the person died, shavayu likni, they should both be kana, right? You gave 500 to one, and then you gave the 1,000 to the other. So, memanavshach, the second person should be kaina, right? Really, both people should be kaina, but for sure, the second person should be kaina. So, the only way you could learn this is no other way in the world to learn the Seifa, unless you're making that it was Bishamat. So, the Seifa is only Bishamat, not Bishamat, only Bishamat. If that's the case, let the Reisha also only be talking about where you are Amad. If the Reisha only talk about you are Amad, so then there's no hechrech to say it. One way or the other, you can't be poshut the ibaya. There's no raya chazar but mixed chazar but kulo because you can just as equally learn chazar mixed life. Meaning, if the Bryce is talking about other mace, other amad, then you have a raya from the reisha the chazar but mixed chazar but kulo. But if you know for sure and you're willing to make an akim that the Bryce is only talking about where you are amad, so you can learn it either way. And if that's the case, you have no raya. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Yemer. The Rav Ashi, but Rav Yema told Rav Ashi, let's go back to the Reisha. V'tahavi nami b'shama. This is Yo's Kasha. Let the Reisha be talking about where you were Amad. I amri b'shlami chazar b'miktas havi chazar b'kula. B'shlami chazar b'miktas chazar b'kula. Hainu d'sheini miyoskana. Then I understand why the sheini, at the very least, is going to get. You gave everything to the Reisha. Then you gave mixas to the sheni, right? That's the case of the reisha. The mixas to the sheni knocked out the reisha. All you gave was mixas to the sheni. You are amad. You want to be chayzer. You can't be chayzer. So that's why he's going to be kana. El yamir chazar b'mixas lehavi chazar b'kula. But if you're going to tell me that chazar b'mixas is not considered chazar b'kula, well, if that's the case, so it comes out you gave everything to the reisha, and then you were chayzer b'mixas. You decided to give half of it to the sheni, but at the end of the day, when you gave the sheni the half, you have nothing left. And the Gemara's lashon is nahavik mechalik. It should be like a mechalik. What's a mechalik? That was Rav Nachman's case earlier. Where you're giving away all your nechassim, you don't just give it over in one shot. And nobody should be koinit. Why? Because the rishon is not koinit because you had given him everything. And the sheni is not koinit because you also gave him everything. You just transferred half from the Rishon to the Sheni. At the end of the day, you're giving away all your nechassim. So if you're giving away all your nechassim, you have the umdra of the man Shchimra. When a Shchimra gives away all his nechassim, he's going to be out. So the bottom line is, says the Gemara, even if you're right, hachinami mistabra, that the Rishon is talking about b'sha'ama, you still have to make the akimta. It still only works if you hold that matana b'miktsas. Sorry, chazara b'miktsas havi chazara b'kula. Because if you hold chazara b'miktsas havi chazara b'kula, it's not going to be mamon of shach. In other words, the Gemara thought that if the reish is going b'sha'amad, you can go either way. You can hold havi chazara b'kula, lay havi chazara b'kula. Gemara says not true. Even if we take on that anocha, not my love mishameis, it's b'sha'amad, and the raya to that is the sefer the achinami mistabro. But at the end of the day, you're still going to have a raya from this brayso. The chazar b'miktsas havi chazar b'kula. So what's the bottom line? Zok the Gemara behil chazar b'miktsas havi chazar b'kula. Right? Why would that be the halacha? We just proved it from a brayso. So the brayso was mefurish, right? There was no other way to learn the reish of the brayso. So from the brayso, it's gespart. The chazar b'miktsas havi chazar b'kula. Okay. So how now do we learn the brayso? Reish mishkachas la. The reish is talking bein shemeis bein shamat. The reish could be going bein shemeis bein shamat. That was one of the kneches that we spoke at earlier. Because if you hold chazar b'miktsas havi chazar b'kula. Again, you gave everything to Reuven, then you gave mixas to Shimon. So, Meman of Shach, the halach is, Reuven's going to get nothing, and Shimon's going to get half, right? That's Meman of Shach, what's going to happen. Because if he was Mace, so Reuven didn't get all you gave because of the mixas that you gave to Shimon, and Shimon gets his mixas. And if you were Loi Mace, then Reuven doesn't get. Why? Because again, you were chayzer, and from Shimon's chaylik, you can't be chayzer, because that's a matana b'miktsas. So Mamon of Shach, the Rishon gets nothing, and the Sheni gets his miktsas. So Reisha Mishkachas lo, then Bein Shemeis, Bein Sha'aman, Seifa, Loi Mishkachas lo, Eloke Sha'aman. What was the case of the Seifa? The case of the Seifa was when you gave miktsas on the Rishon, and then you gave Kulon L'Sheni, you gave mixas to the half, 500 to Reuven, and then you gave the 1,000 to Shimon. What was that lacha? Rishon Kana, Sheni Loi Kana. Rishon was Kana, Sheni is the one over here that was not Kana. What's this is going to be talking dafka when you were Ahmad. Why is it going to be talking dafka if you were Ahmad? Because if you die, then Chavayu Likni. Then there's no reason they both shouldn't be able to be Kaina. In the event, however, you were Ahmad, you had a refuah, so over there the halach is going to be that Rishon is going to be Kaina. The reason Rishon is going to be Kaina because you only gave him Miktsas. And being that you only gave him Miktsas, you can't be Chayzer. Sheni, Loikana. And the reason is because him you gave everything, and me you gave everything, you can't be Chayzer. This is not an easy Gemara. This is not an easy Gemara at all, but either way, it's Cheshbin and Ibaya. Tomorrow's daf is going to begin with another Ibaya, a much easier Ibaya. And in tomorrow's daf, again, from 7.5 years ago, we're going to go into some raid related to some of these cases where Shchimrat gives away his Nechasim and there's a Suffolk, there's a Shaili. He didn't mean to give everything away. He didn't mean to give everything away. How do you treat this Suffolk moment? There's a major Ketzais on this. And that's Be'ezer Hashem coming up in the next daf.